Parakei Pasig Ches, Ashpat Yeschem Benos Yerushalayim. I adjure you, the daughters of Yerushalayim, Im Timtsu Es Todi, if you find my beloved, Ma Tagidu Lo, what should you say to him? Shecholas Ahava Ani, I am love sick. I am sick with love. Now, what does this mean? Let's see the Mitzudos David, Pasig Ches. Hishpat Yeschem, Kichaloitz Losaper Amorecho El Hanaros. After the Isha, the beloved, this woman, she finishes telling her friends, according to the Mesudos David, the previous psukim was a conversation. It was a conversation between the Isha and her friends. She was telling them a story about what happened, about how her relationship went wrong, that she was sleeping, and her husband came home after being away for a very long time, and she did not get up and open the door for him. And the husband warned her, if you don't open the door for me now, I'm going to leave you and I'm never going to return. And indeed, she was lazy in getting up, and she delayed opening the door. By the time she opened the door, her husband already departed. And now when she goes out into the street to find her husband, he's nowhere to be found. And of course, we learned yesterday, this is a mashal, that for different periods of time in the history of Klal Yisrael, we learned according to Rashi, he focused specifically on two major periods of time, the time of Chizkiyahu and the time of Yoshiyahu, where Klal Yisrael sunk to a very, very low level before these two great people, in the time of Ochoz and in the time of Amoin and Menashe and Amoin, and we were warned through Nevi'im to do tshuva, and by the time we got around to doing tshuva, and we did succeed with the rise of Chizkiyahu and Yoshiyahu, it was too little too late. Now that we finished this discussion, Rabbi Matuda says, she finishes telling this entire story that we learned the last 2 days, she now says, Mashpiani Eschem, and giving a thing with the Matuda story of Pasaches, Kechaloysa Lesaper Amorecha El Hanaros, Mashpiani Eschem, so she says to her friends, I put an oath upon you, Im Timtsu Es Todi, if you find my beloved, Hine Zosi Ma SheTagid Lo, I want you to relate the following message. Now, it's a very powerful words, especially the Nimshol. Asher Ani Choyle Meroiv HaGa'aguin. I'm sick, I'm ill. But the illness is not because of the suffering. Remember, we learned in the last pasuk yesterday that when this woman, she went to search for her husband, she went out in the middle of the night. And who found her in the middle of the night? The shomrim, the guardians, the guard, the armed guards. And they suspected, they assumed that she is a bandit. What are you doing out in the middle of the night running around? If you were truly a citizen of this city, you would not be roaming around in the middle of the night. It must be that you're here to rob, to harm other people. And therefore they beat her up. She was injured. So she says, even though you're going, I look sick, I'm beaten, I'm hurt, I'm ill, it's not because of the wounds that I have suffered from the Shomrim. My illness is because I miss my husband. I am sick from my longing for the object of my desire. It's as if this Isha says, we're putting this pasuk in context, my sickness is not because of the wounds and the injuries that I have sustained by the guardians, the guards. This pain is nothing mul relative to the tsar. He par dosoi mimeni v'zehu choli, from the pain, from the pain that my husband has separated himself from me, and this is the only true sickness that I suffer. Period. Now, what is the message? V'hanim shalhu ki ilu kineses Yisrael mishabas es ha'evdei koychavim umazolos. Klal Yisrael adjures the nations of the world. The benos Yerushalayim, we had this in the beginning of the Sefer, is a code word for the umoy so'olam al shem ha'os, because when Mashiach will come, everyone in the world, Yerushalayim, will be the capital of the world. And that, therefore, we're calling them the Umos Olam al Shem Ha'asid. that the goyim should testify upon Klal Yisrael la'asid lifnei hamakayim baruchu loymar, that I'm telling you, I want the umos olam to bear witness in the end of days and say before Hakadosh Baruch Hu shekol hatlaos, all of the troubles shesavalti that I endured bagoyla in galus kibalti bi'ahava. It was water off a duck. All of the torture, all of the suffering that we endured throughout the long galus that the goyim brought upon us, it was meaningless. It really was not significant. The only real tsar and pain we had in the years of galus was aval kol choli vidagosi choya al himonas hashoas hashchina. It was only because of the lack of shchina. This was the only magmosi v'techalti. This was the only thing that I yearned for, and the only thing which caused me suffering in the long years of Gaul. It's a very profound idea, this pasuk ches. And over here, we're telling over here that there's going to come a time in the history of the world where the umos ha'olam are going to testify before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, relating the righteousness of Klal Yisrael. That all of their pain and suffering in this world in Golus was not significant. The only thing that really counted was the pain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated himself from Klal Yisrael because of our sins. Okay, Rashi says almost exactly the same thing. Let's do it very quickly. Rashi pasakhes, Hishpati Yeschem, Hu'umos, Anshei Nevuchadnezzar. So here Rashi is putting a little bit more specific. Who are the Umos? The people living in the time of Nevuchadnezzar. Shari'is, and Rashi here gives us three different individuals, three different sets of people. Number one, they saw Shari'isem Bechananya Mishoel Va'azaria Moishim Atzmam Lekivshan Ho'esh. They gave themselves over to be thrown into a furnace of fire because they did not want to bow down to the idol of Nebuchadnezzar. Vies Doniel Legoiv Arroyos. Doniel, at the same time, did not bow down to Nebuchadnezzar, and therefore he was thrown into a den of lions. Because he was mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu instead of being mispalel to Nebuchadnezzar. And the third one is v'al doiroi shel Mordechai b'imei Haman, the righteousness of the generation of Mordechai HaTzadik in the days of Haman, that Mordechai did not bow down to Haman. He refused to bow down to Haman. And what Klal Yisrael did, Lech Kenoises Kol HaYehudim Anim Tzimbish and they conducted themselves in a very noble way at the time of the Shmat. So it's a very fascinating Rashi here, and Rashi over here is grouping together in a set three different groups of people: Hananya, Mishael, Vazaria, Daniel, and Mordechai and his generation. All of these three made an enormous Kiddush Hashem. The Umos Ha'olam were watching. They observed their conduct, and they will be called upon in the future, in the time of Mashiach, to testify before HaKadosh Baruch Hu the righteousness of Klal Yisrael. They are the ones that are going, when you say a shvu, it's also, we always use a reference to testimony. Okay, the next words, Im Timtzu Estod, if you find my beloved, La'asid La'asid La'avol Yom Hadin, Sheivukash Mikem Lohoira Olai. So when you find, if you find, although here the word im does not mean im, does not mean if. Im here means when. When you come in contact with my Dodi, means when you come in contact with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that time will occur in time of Mashiach, and you will be called upon to testify. How do we know this thing is going to happen? Shin Shanemar, Yitnu Eidehen V'Yitztaku. Let your witnesses come forward and let you be declared righteous through the testimony of your witnesses. Ma tagidilo, what should be the message that you convey to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shetu idu, olai, shebeshvil ahavaso cholisi b'yisurim koshim b'neichem. That because of the love we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we tolerated the yisurim shalava. For example, Yavai Nevuchadnezzar, let Nebuchadnezzar come forward and testify. Yavi Yoid, Yavi Eliphaz. Okay, so we're going over here with Soifar. Let Eliphaz and Soifar, these were people that lived, I think, during the time of Eov, right? These are people that were in the time of Eov, and they witnessed the suffering of Eov. And even the, at least the meaning was matzik alav esadin, v'chol neviyehu umos v'yidu al alai. Okay, in general, they were just prophets, and they were neviyehu umos olam, and they witnessed the greatness of Klal Yisrael, and let them testify. V'yidu alai shekiyamti esad Torah. I fulfill the Torah. So Tarashi is not exactly the same thing as the Mitzudos. There's a very, seems to be a very bit of a difference. The difference according to the Mitzudos, is that all of the suffering was insignificant. The only thing we really cared about is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. According to Rashi, Rashi is saying is that we did care about the suffering. The suffering was significant. It's just that we endured the suffering because of the love we had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a different focus. Similar, but it's not exactly the same. And the ones that are going to testify over here, he points out, is Nebuchadnezzar and the Nevi'eh Umoy So'olam, which he highlights and he designates as Eliphaz and Sofar. Okay, now let's see the Targum. The Targum is a little bit different. The Targum over here says, Eshpati Yeschem Benos Yerushalayim is not going to be like Rashi and the Mitzvot that we're referring to the Umoy So'olam, but instead it's referring to the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im are the ones that are in continuous communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they are the ones that have to go relate the message. Let's see, Pasuk Ches in the Targum. Amaras Kenishta di Yisrael, Klal Yisrael says as follows, Ash ba'is l'chon Nevi'yayo, I adjure you the Nevi'im. Who are the Nevi'im? These are the Jewish Nevi'im. Okay, again, the Targum is not telling us that Klal Yisrael is speaking to the Umos Olam. According to the Targum, Klal Yisrael is speaking to the Nevi'im. And Begzeras, I put an oath upon you, Nevi'aya Begzeras Mamra Memra de Hashem, through the word of Hashem. In other words, I want you to swear by Hashem's name. Mo'im Yiskelei Aleichoin, if Hashem will reveal Himself to you, Rechimei, beloved ones, if you, my beloved prophets, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveal, Chaviu Kodomohi, speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say as follows, Dimar Isa, that I am sick, Min Chibas Rachamohi Ano, due to the love I have for Hashem. The love that I have for Hashem has made me sick. The fact that He has separated from me, this has made me sick. So you have to take note, it's a very major difference in Rashi, and Rashi Mitzudos verse the Targum. The one who here is being the subject of the Shvua, according to the Targum, are the Nevi'im, are the prophets in Klal Yisrael, who are in communication with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They should relay the message that Klal Yisrael has charata for their sins, and we are lovesick for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to return to us. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk Tes. Ma'adoy deich midoy. Now here, we're going to see according to the Mitzvot, according to Rashi, the Umoy So'olam are speaking. There's very profound ideas being relayed in these pasukim. The Umoy So'olam basically don't understand. This pasuk reveals to us that the Umos HaOlam fail to understand the relationship, the unique relationship between us and Klal Yisrael. This is a very, very powerful idea. What?
Us and
Rebbeinu Shem. Between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. When you are in a relationship, so many times you think everyone understands. Everyone understands the relationship. But the truth is, I don't know who you're talking about. You could talk about your people. Sometimes they talk about their children. They say, this one did this and this one did that. Who is Reuven? Reuven did this and Shimon did this and Levi did this. And you're talking about your grandchildren. And someone listening, who is Reuven? Who is Shimon? Who is Levi? Don't you know? They're my grandchildren. Right? Every mother believes that their child is the most beautiful baby in the world. When you are in a relationship, it's very difficult for you to understand, to appreciate that the people that are not in this relationship don't see things the way you do. They don't understand that. And that over here, the pasuk reveals, is true with regard to the Umos HaOlam versus Klal Yisrael. The Umos HaOlam do not understand our unique relationship. And that's what it begins to explain over here. Let's see the Mitzvot pasuk test. One more time. Klal Yisrael is called Hayofe Banoshim. The Umay Soilam are speaking, and they say, "What is so special what is the specialty of the love that you experienced the Yofeh Banoshim? And then they repeat themselves. Why is your love, why is your Dodeich, meaning your beloved, why is he more special than our beloved? In other words, our Avodah Zarah. Why is the Ribbono Shel Olam any different than our idols? You have a Doid, and we have a Doid. Your Doid, your beloved is Hashem, and our Doid is Avodah Zarah. So, Ma Doideich, why is your Doideich anything more special, Midod, than anyone else's Dod? Shekocha Hishpatanu, that you make such demands of us, that you tell us that when the day will come, when you will come, and that we will come in contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to have to testify before HaKadosh Baruch Hu our love that we had for him in Galus. What is so special? And then for the next long series of collection of psukim, starting from Pasuk Yud, going down to the end of the Perek, we describe in very great detail, some very the most beautiful part of Shir HaShirim, all of the beautiful milos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the unique qualities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's really a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, but yet here Shlomo HaMelech tries to depict HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the expressions that he will list. But before we get to those expressions, we have to understand exactly what the question here is of the Umois Soilam. So Pasuk Tesim Mitzvah Sovid, Madoideich, Ki Ilu HaNarois, Meshiva Soisa. The Narois, this woman here is speaking to her friends, and they respond to her as follows. Mazet Tisra Pegbo, why is your health deteriorating? Why are you loosening? You loosening your stamina, your health. Umega Eges Olaf, and you have pangs of yearning for him. At you Hayof Ben Hanoshim, v'chi bima nechshav hu b'yeser se'es mishor hadudim. How is a Kadosh Baruch Hu special, more so than any of the other Dudoim, any other gods? Shekocha hishpatanu, that you, to the degree where you come and you make such demands upon us, asher kach hishpatanu, lahagid, you put an oath upon us, lahagid, to declare she'ato choylo lahavos, that you're sick for his love, uche'ilu tamarna heino, it's as if you say, goydel hacharitzus hazeh, yoyre, that this I don't know what the word charitzus means. Does anyone here know what that word means? The intensity of this charitzus hazeh yoyre show she'ein laharich olav. Okay, what are the intensity of your illness, of your demands? I think the urging that you put upon us a shvua to testify to HaKadosh Baruch Hu how good you are, indicates that you truly believe there is no one comparable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imri no, mahe matovos hanimsos bo, please tell me about Hashem's qualities, she'enam bizulos, so that do not appear by other gods. Period. And what is the nimshol? Hanimshlu kiilu oivde gilulu meshivos osoloimar. The umos olam respond as follows: Imri no bama at nechshav mikol sorei mailo shelo oivde gilulim. Explain to me how Kadosh Baruch Hu is select, unique among all of the various forms of a dal.
Notice the different wording.
What do you got? Imri no bameh at nechshav mikol sorei. What do you have? Sorei shalumos. Okay, I
wonder if those
censor
euphemisms.
Okay, shel hoivde gilulim haloi kula mashpim toivol liansheim. All forms of idolatry bring forth to this world blessing. Okay, that's clearly Apikorsis. V'im kein hoil since v'hu azovcha. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you acknowledge that Hashem has abandoned you, Hitzchabri Imanu, why not join us? Join the Umos Olam, V'niye li'am echad, will be one happy family, U'tihi gam at tachas memshelis hasar ha-moshel banu, and you will also be under the jurisdiction of the God that rules over us. So this is the very, very striking, very, very disturbing expression that the Umos Olam have said to Klal Yisrael throughout the entire history. In every single generation, this is a synopsis a very powerful summary of what the Umos HaOlam say to Klal Yisrael.
You know, it seems to me that they're talking about the Christians here.
Why?
Because they say, you know, why do you
the Am HaNivchar.
It's that replacement theology thing that I think Rashi is.
Possibly. But this is something that's now, this is true every generation. This is the message. Why is your God, your ideology, your belief, your value system better than ours?
Christianity acknowledges God, just that they're all the Father, the Son, and the wife.
Not that.
So they don't deny God. It's just here saying, abandon your God entirely.
They want to negate our chosenness.
That's what. Yes, say we were the chosen, but we
lost the
boat.
That's what replacement theology.
I know about the new covenant and all that stuff. But
well, that's here, what, we have the old.
How
new.
Much do you know?
The
marriage. You can't. He abandoned you, but so if you're abandoned, but you don't want to have anything to do with it at all. At least the Catholics have
not
some
abandonment of God, but abandonment of Peter.
Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi is similar. Ma doidech midoid. Look at Rashi pasuk tes. Ma doidech midoid. Ka choyu shoyalim u'umos es Yisrael. This is what the nations of the world.
What was written?
No, the Mitzvah was after. Mitzvah was written in what, the 17th century?
Yeah.
17th century, so he was in the real heat of Christianity. So, he's interpreting in reference to his generation, but this is something, a theme, this is an expression that is ongoing from the time that Klal Yisrael was chosen at Har Sinai as being the Am HaNivchar. They continuously challenge our selectiveness, our uniqueness, our chosenness. They acknowledge. It's one thing that's emerging is that they do acknowledge. They call us the Yaf Banashim. They do acknowledge that Klal Yisrael is superior. Okay, there is an acknowledgement that Klal Yisrael, the contributions that Klal Yisrael have made to the world, are far superior to any other nation. They acknowledge that. Hayyaf Ibanoshim. But even though they do make that acknowledgement, they still tell us that our ideology is nothing special. You can worship idols, you can embrace the common popular culture, and you'll be just as good. Rashi. Ma doidech midoid ka choyu shoyalim ha'umos as Yisrael ma eloi keichem mikol ho'elokim. What is special about your God more so than any other God? Shekach atem nisrafim v'nitzlavim olav. Okay, so here he says something a little bit more different. He says that you're willing to give up your life for. Other nations, we find, are not willing to give up their life for their gods. When push comes to shove, they will abandon and they will jump ship. But here, Klal Yisrael nisrafim, they give themselves to fire, v'nitzlavim, and they are crucifixion, olav. Shekoche hishpatan. In the previous pasuk, you made the demand of us. Lehoid lo al ahavoscha. Klal Yisrael, throughout the generations, tells the Ummah Salam, the day will come when you will bear witness, you will testify before HaKadosh Baruch Hu our loyalty to Him. Why do you demand this? What's so special? And then the Targum, so now we're going to go on and tell us exactly why HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed is unique. Now let's first see the Targum. Targum, Pasuk, now the Targum is a little bit tricky, because since the Targum over here says that we're not dealing with the Ummah Salam, the Targum in the previous Pasuk told us that we're dealing with the Nevi'im of Klal Yisrael. So, we have to see how he's going to answer. It's a little bit different. Let's see Pasuk Tes. Anoi Nevi'ayov Yamaru Lebeis Yisrael. The Nevi'im, they respond. They raise their voice and they say to Klal Yisrael, Eidein Eloko Ant Bo'ayel Lemifloch. Which God do you really want to serve? Kinishta di Yisrael Shapirta Mikol Amamaya, who is the most beautiful of all the nations. Le'eden Ant Tzavya. Who do you want? Tzavya means always to want. Limitchal, to fear. Tehachdein Kayemt Alana, that you put the shrew upon us. In other words, the Nevi'im are coming to challenge. According to the Parashat Targum, is the Nevi'im are coming to really challenge Klal Yisrael. Are you really sincere? Are you really sincere that you really believe in what you are saying? Do you really mean, okay, one more time, over here, according to the one that's responding over here are the Nevi'im. And the Nevi'im in the previous pasuk were given instructions by Klal Yisrael, that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a communication with you, tell a Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're longing for Him to return. The Nevi'im are mocking Klal Yisrael. Really? Are you really longing for a Kadosh Baruch Hu to return? Maybe what you're really longing for is to worship idols. So yeah, you're right, exactly, very good, it's a very good, very good, very connection, that that's exactly what the Nevi'im over here are doing. They're following the way of Eliyahu, and basically they're mocking. You're telling us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with us to convey to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Klal Yisrael wants to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't believe you, Klal Yisrael. If you really wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu to return to you, he would have returned to you. What you really want to do is you really want to worship other idols. They're mocking. Really, what is it that you see in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you can prove to me that your sincerity, that we should go and speak and intervene on your behalf before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come and return to you? This is how seemingly the Metzuda, the Targum, is learning pshat in this pasuk. One more time, those words. Anoy Nevi'ayev Amor LeBeis Yisrael, the prophets, they respond to Klal Yisrael. Eidein Eloka Ad Bo'aya LeMiflach Kinishto Di Yisrael. Which God do you really want to worship, the Jewish people? Shapirta Bikolam Amaya, who is the most beautiful of all the nations. Le'Eidein Ad Tzavya LeMitchal. Who do you want to fear? Do you really want to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Tehachdein Kayemt Alana. That you, like this instruction you've put upon us, you've made such demands upon us to go and intervene on your behalf before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are you really sincere? And now Klal Yisrael responds, starting with Pasuk, Yud Yesa Klal Yisrael, we are very sincere. He says, they say as follows, Dodi Tzach V'Odoim Dogol Merivava. So here we begin all these beautiful descriptions. So the first thing over here in the Tzuda says, my beloved, he is white. Tzach means he's clean, like white, of Adoim, and he is red. Dogul means he is exalted, Merivava, with legions of Malachi Hashares. Let's see the Mitzudos Pasig Yod. Pasig Yod is Dodi Tzach V'Adoim, Kilu Meshiva Hein. Klal Yisrael responds, Ein Leharich Shor Hadoidim Mul Dodi. The Mitzudas is following his opinion that the conversation here is between Klal Yisrael and the Umo Yisraelam. And the Umo Yisraelam challenged Klal Yisrael, what makes your God anything better than all of the other gods? And the response is, you can't compare. Ki Doidi Hu Tzach Halavoin. He is the purest white, Mu'urav Bimara Admimus, which is mixed with a hue of redness, Hanechmod La'ayin, that is pleasant to the eye. The Hanim Shul Hu Loimar, Hidei HaMakom Baruch Hu Poil HaRachamim VeHadim. Okay, this is the exact need of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. This, we don't really appreciate this idea too much in our day and age, but in ancient times it was impossible by the Ummah Sum to understand that one God could have more than one midah. If they believe there's a God of darkness and there's a God of light, there's a God of good, a God of bad. It can't be that one God is a blend of harshness and mercy. And that's exactly what Klal Yisrael is telling the Umos Olam. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem conducts himself with two different midos, depending upon the situation. It's a blend. It's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is one. Every single day, this is the most important thing. Kabbalah's Omal Choshmaim. Some days things go our way, and there are days when things do not go our way. And we have to acknowledge it's the same God that brought about us success today, who is the same God that caused us to fail yesterday. Hashem Echad. This is something that in ancient times the Umos Olam had an impossible time grasping. They could not believe there's one God that sometimes appears in one way and sometimes appears in another way. The combination of harachamim v'hadin. Ki tzachos, the Rashi, the Mitzvah explains, because the expression of tzach, tzachos, halavun, yore al harachamim. cleanliness, tzachus, purity, and whiteness is symbolic of rachamim. V'ho'oidem, and redness, al hadin, represents symbolic of harshness, of attribute of din, ki mufursin, like it's well known. Uchoimer hinei biyodoi hakol harachamim v'hadin. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is unique that he has everything. Everything is by him. Avol sorry malo lo yetivu v'lo yiru me'atzmam. The gods of the world, they have the gods of the world, the malachim, or all of these mazolois, they have nothing. They're nothing other than agents of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki einam ela shluchi hamakom baruch hu. Now, next part of the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as dogul merivava. What does that mean? Yesh lo degolim mikuvatzim rivavos. Hashem has degolim. Golim is literally is a degel, is a flag, but a flag really represents something more powerful. It represents a machane. It represents a legion, a battalion. Like look at the mitzudos tzion. The Mitzudos Tzion says, "Dogul miloshon degel." It's a flag. V'hu hanes shenaisim lifnei kol machne machne. It is the flag that is raised before every camp. V'chein ish al digloi. So it means of Yehoshua Baruch Hu has degolim. He has flags, which kind of means he has legions. Merivava, not just 2, 3, 4, 5, tens of thousands. The number which is the highest number. What's the highest number in the Torah? There's you have the single numbers. You have double numbers. But revava means 10,000. Revava is the highest number you find in the Torah. Revava 10,000, and then you have multiples of 10,000. You can have shishim ribay, 60 times 10,000. But the highest number, the highest pure number in the Torah is the word Revava. So when we want to focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the most possible infinite, the word is Revava. Yesh lo degolim mikubatzim revavos. He has the golim, a collection of revavos. V'hanim shu loymar, rabim heim malachov oisei devaroi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an infinite number of messengers at his service, servants, to bring about his will. V'moish lemar, elef alofin yeyesham shunei. Hashem has 1,000 times 1,000 of servants. The ribo rivavon kodomohi, and there is 10,000 multiplied by 10,000 of servants that stand before him. Yikumun, they stand v'lo kein sorimala. The sorimala are nothing. They have nothing. They have no subordinates. They're all alone. Okay. In other words, there's Mitzvahs over here seems to be saying over here is that there are such things in Shemaim as mazolites. There are sorim. There are malachim that are given tasks, but there is no such thing in Shemaim as a sar that has assistance. This is a very interesting Kabbalistic concept that all of the princes in Shemaim, all of the servants in Shemaim, they do not have assistance. Only in government do people have undersecretaries and staff. Okay, what?
Everybody is all the malachim are equal because I.
Each malach has a mission. There's a malach in charge of rain.
Archangels.
Yeah. They're in charge. But those that are in charge have no assistance. Each malach that's in charge are given a certain task. They're in charge, I don't know, whatever.
He doesn't have any
assistance. In government, you know, you're defined, your chashivus is defined by how many people work under you. How many people you have on your staff.
It's actually how big your budget.
So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an infinite staff. But the Sorim in Shemayim, which the Mitzudah seems to be giving legitimacy, he's saying it appears that there are certain things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does secondhand. He gives over to a mazel. There's such a concept. He lets the mazel, he delegates things to, of course Hashem has ultimate control, Hashem decides, but he gives over some type of authority to these mazolos, and that is what misleads the Umos Olam to think that these mazolos have power, they're gods, independent gods. You're mistaken, they have no shlita among themselves, and furthermore, they have no assistance. They're all alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is infinite, he has at his disposal an infinite number of servants. Okay, Rashi says, what is midodi tzach lovan? Tzach means white. Kimo tzichu b'cholav white as milk, white milk. The Adam red. Rashi over here says, I'm going to go through the next couple of psukim. Rashi is going to describe everything literally. And then when we get to the very end, okay, the very, if you look all the way back, end of the massively long Rashi, the very, very end, Pasuk Tes Zayin, he's going to go through, going to review the entire thing, Al Derech Drush. Start from the very beginning and then explain the deeper meaning behind these concepts. So, you know, we're going to leave that to when we get there. Let's just go through the whole Seder to make it easy, and then we'll come back and review when we get to the very end. So first thing over here is Al Derech Pshat. We're going to say, first Tchilu Kolin Al Derech Pshut, Ikilos is Noi, Bochor Keshulavon, Uponai Ad Moi Mina, Ad Mo Niyois. It's a healthy thing for a young man to have a white complexion with a little bit of red. He's white, he's clean, with his face has a certain reddish hue. This is something which is a beauty for a human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that same concept. Dagol Merivava, Nidgal Bechayolos, Nidgal means he is surrounded with legions of armies, Harbe, Rabim, Rabim, Chay, Loisav. Revavois, Harbe, Kuruyim, Revava. The word Revavois, which means multiple, a collection of multiple, on 10,000s, is called Revava. Shenemar, in Yecheskel, we say this pasuk in the Haggadah, Revava, Kitzemach HaSadeh Nesaticha, I have caused you to, the population explosion, population growth in Mitzrayim, you increased, you, what?
In our edition, it's a
misprint. What does it say?
It should be HaSadeh.
HaSadeh? Yeah. Right, Revava, Kitzemach HaSadeh.
Nisatich.
Says by the Haggadah. In the Haggadah we say this. Revava. I had my grandfather, Zechariah, he used to make a joke. The Gemara Darshan's the Pasuk, the Rav. Right, it says Vineshal Paru Vayishutsu Vayiru Vayatsim. Wait, it says Rov. The Gemara, the Pasuk, the Balak of the Darshans, each word of the Pasuk, and one of the words is Verov. They increased, and then the Gemara. How do we know? And each word, the Gemara supplements with the Pasuk. Verov Kimosh Shenemar Revava Kitzema Chasod Nisatich. Right, that's part of the Agadah. My grandfather always used to joke is Verov. What does the Rav say? What does the Rav have to say? K'mosh shenema revava. Whatever the Rebbetzin says. The Rav, whatever the Rebbetzin says, that's going to be the Pesach Halacha. Okay, it's a good rabbi joke. It's not a joke. It's not a joke, right? It's not a joke. Rav, k'mosh shenema revava. Whatever the Rebbetzin says. Okay, let's go.
By the Rav.
Yeah.
Born in Bochum asked the Mishaila, and he gave the answer, and then she yelled out from the kitchen. She disagreed. They had a 2 minute give and take back and forth, and he said, she's right. From salvation.
Yeah. You like to eat what?
I remember Sunday morning everybody was talking about it. He had about 18 Bochum in the house.
Okay, so this is Dovel. So Rashi pretty much says the same thing as the Mitzudas. Let's see the Targum, Pasuk Yud. Pasuk Yud, the Targum says, I have a long Targum over here. B'chein, therefore, Shariyas K'nishta D'Yishol L'Mishtoi B'Shvoch D'Mor Yalma. Now, after the Nevi'im have given Musar, the Targum is following his previous opinion, that the conversation is between the Nevi'im and Klal Yishol. The Navi has challenged Klal Yishol. Are you really sincere? Do you really want a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Therefore, shari as kenishta diyishol l'mishtoi b'shvach d'mor alma, they begin to speak about the praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam to show their sincerity. V'chein amaros, and so they say as follows. Lahu eloka, and they say as follows, you know who we want to serve? We want to serve the real only God. Lahu eloka, to that God. That God which is Reusi l'niflach, it is that God, the real God that I want to serve. Da'atif, now here we go into the, all these expressions of what it means. He is tzach. Tzach means da'atif bimama bi'itztelo chivar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he dresses the day in a white cloak. When you go outside and you see the sun is shining, you know what that really is? That's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's talus. Oiter or Kasalma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he covers himself with or like a garment. It's a white garment. Kisalga, that is white like snow. The Oseik be Asrin the Arba Sifrin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now here's something really, really interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he busies himself in the 24 Sifrin de Oraisa. Okay, the Chof Dalet Sifri Tanach, Uvi Piskame Nivua, and in the various. Did I skip something? The Oseg Be'ashin Ve'arbos Sifrin De'araisa Uve Piskame Nevua, and in the words of the prophets Uve Uchaside and Ksav. In other words, Tanakh, the 24 books which include Torah, Nevi'im Uksuvim, Uve Lelia, and in the evening who Oseg Beshito Sadre Mishnah, and in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu busies himself in Torah Shabbal Peh, the Ziv Yikara, and the splendor of his honor, the Anpoi of his face, Zoharin, it shines, Kinura, like fire, Miski'us Chochmah, due to the intensity of Chochmah, Usvara, to whom Mechades, which he is Mechades Shemo Ayon, Chadtin B'chol Yoma. Kosh Baruch Hu is Mechades, new Chidushay Torah every single day. Every single day, new insights of Torah continue to be created. Va'asid lefar so minun li'amei biyoma rabba, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal himself to his nation on that very great day, the day of, I guess, Mashiach. V'tiksei al riboin rivo. Now we come to the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk is dogul me'rivava. V'tiksei.
What's tiksei?
Tiksei means his flag. V'tiksei means his degel. The degel, it's a translation for v'digloi, his flag, al ribo rivavon malachin, Hashem's flag is above the multiple members of the malachim, the mishamshin kodomoi that serve before him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means he's exalted, his degel, v'digloi, dogul mer HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dogul. He's learning not like the Targum, and not like Rashi and the Mitzudos, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is surrounded by Dogul Merivava. But Hashem is Dogul. Hashem is the flick. Hashem is the center point of all of the camps. There's Merivava. Merivava refers to all the Malachi Hasharis. They surround HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dogul. He is elevated. He is raised up on a pole, like a flag is raised in the center of a camp. The Tiksei, he is elevated, Al-Ribo Rivon Malachin Dimashamshin Kodomoy. So if we go back and we understand what's going on in this pasuk over here, it's telling us that Tzach means day, Odoy means night. Nighttime is called a time of darkness. Darkness, for some reason, is related to the word Odoy. When it gets dark, when it turns the end of the day, the sky, when the sun begins to set, so it's there's a reddish color in the horizon, a red sunset, that leads into the night. So Odoim is a code for the night, and the Targum is telling us that the night HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oisek in Torah Sheh Baal Peh. By day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oisek in Torah Sheh Bichsav, the Schavt al Sifri Tanach, and the Targum over here is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oisek in Torah the entire day, and he's Mechadish Chidushay Torah, and he's exalted in incredible light due to the intensity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma, and he is Dagul Merivava. And this idea is really what we say every day, those who say the L'Shem Yichud, the Chalukah D'Rabban, we have a sitter here, the Chalukah D'Rabban in the L'Shem Yichud for palace. Okay, the Targum here is drawing from the Nusach of the L'Shem Yichud is drawing from this Targum. What is the Nusach of the L'Shem Yichud for wearing a talus?
Right?
Okay, let's see what it says. who Dagol Merav, that's part of the one of the piyutim. Dagol Merav, who saw, who he spoke via, and the world came into existence. Well, let me just review what it says in the Nusach HaTfilah, Hareini Mesatef Begufi Betzitzis, Kein Tisatef Nishmosi, Urmachi Varai, Ushasog Gidai, Beor Hatzitz Oil Tariak, Shem Shami. Okay, this is really spooky stuff. Spooky stuff. Kein eske lachaluko drabanan ulitalis nohe leolam habab began Eden. May I merit to a garment of the Rabbanon. Lachaluko drabanan ulitalis nohe leolam habab began Eden. What in the world? What in the world does a chaluko drabanan have to do with a talis? A talis is mitzvah. There are tayag mitzvahs. Has nothing to do with the study of Torah. What's going on over here? Why does this part of the Nusach HaTfilah in the L'shem Yichud when you put on a talis? So that's really what the Targum here is coming to elaborate upon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Dodi, he is Tzach V'Adam. He wears two different types of garments. He wears the white garment and he wears the red garment. The white garment is the garment of the study of Torah during the day, the Chof Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, and the Adoim is the garment that he wears at night when he studies the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah Torah Shabbal Peh. So when you put on a talis, you're emulating a Kaddish Baruch Hu, or you're emulating a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The words of the Targum one more time, just to clarify. Klal Yisrael said, "One who worships the Chena Maros Lachu Eloka Rusi Lim, one who worships that God, the Atif Hashem, he what's the word Atif mean? A good word. He wraps Bimama Beitzdila Chivar Kisalga. And what does he do in that white talis? The Oseik Beastrin V'Arba'os Sifrin. Hashem is busy himself by day. The 24 books, the Oiraisa, Upiskame Nevua, Uchesive. The 24 books of Tanakh during the day. Uvelelia, and in the evening, who Oseik. Okay, so I'm assuming over here that the word Da'atif means he wraps himself in a garment at night. Beshita, Sidre, Mishnah. In the six books of the Mishnah Shebal Peh, and this brilliance, this wrapping in the garment causes viziv yikara the anpoi zaharin kinua miskius chokmeso usvaraya duhu mechadesh shemo hayon chadidin b'chol yoma every single day. So you see over here explicitly in this targum is that the chaluka, the garment of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which we're calling tzach ve'adoim, is a garment a Kadosh Baruch Hu puts on for the study of Torah. Because the Pashto says the garment, the chalukah, the talis is not for learning. The talis is for tefillah. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to Shemayim, what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he taught Moshe the Yud, the Gimel, Midos HaRachamim, Nis'atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur, and he showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud, Gimel, Midos HaRachamim. And that has halakhic weight. And that is why there's an inyan, that is why a Shliach Tzibur, that's why Slichois, when the ikar part of Slichois is to recite the Yud, Gimel, Midos HaRachamim, and the halacha is the Shliach Tzibur must wear a talus. Problem is, you don't wear a talus at night. Talus, and therefore you get into the problem, do you make a bracha? And because you have the problem, you make a bracha, you have to borrow a talus she'ula. Or you have to have kavanah not to be, yotze. All different solutions, what to do when you put a talus on. So if you ask the average person, what's the purpose of wearing a talus, they're going to right away recall the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nis'atev kitalus kishliach tzibur, and taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Then when you read the L'shem Yichud that you recite before you put on a talus, and you come across this thing, I'm putting on a talus now, I'm about to daven, and all of a sudden the siddur throws you a curveball and says, you know what this talus is all about? Just like Shani Mischase B'talus B'olam Hazeh Kach Ezke Lachaluka D'Rabbanon, I should be zocher to the talus D'Rabbanon Ulitalis Nohe L'olam Haba B'gan Eden. Wait, what are we talking about, a talus D'Rabbanon? The answer is no. There's another dimension to the talus, and that is the talus which you use to study Torah. And that's what it says explicitly in this talus, in this pasuk, in this targum over here, in this pasuk. It doesn't really explain, but just I want to really connect the dots. You have whenever you say Dirabon, it means the study of Torah. Dirabon is always a person that studies the Torah. Chaluka Dirabon. Chalukah d'Rabbanan, it's out of place, right? It's not what it's all about. Chalukah, every person can put on a talis when you mispal for rachamim. It's not totally being a talmud chacham.
This one person,
they saw
with a chalukah
d'Rabbanan, they said, why do you hold yourself? You hold your talmud chacham, right? Okay, but what is that? That's a chalukah. Maybe that's stomach garment. You wear a kapata, you wear this, you wear that. But to wear a talis, you're putting on here the talis shal mitzvah. And the talis shal mitzvah is also described over here as chalukah d'Rabbanan, you see over here. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Aleph. This pasuk, the famous pasuk, Roishoy Kesem Pas Kivu Kivu Tzoy Sof Tal Talim Kitzoy Sof Tal Talim Shechoyos Karev. His head is the finest gold. Kitzoy Sof Tal Talim. The locks of his hair are waves. Shechoyos, they're pitch black, Koyrev, like a raven. Mitzudos Pasuk Yud Aleph. Going to the next two milos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Roishoy Kesem Pas Koimra Ein Lahaniach B'Roishoy Ateres Zahav. Remember we had the discussion a few times in the Targum. The Targum we discussed when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you wear a crown, the crown is not on the head, the crown is on the neck. Maybe possibly this mitzudos sheds light why the Targum always mentioned that it's on the neck. Because when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his head is Kesem Pas, the head itself is the finest yoifi. It's not necessary to put a crown upon something which is perfect. Because remember, we mentioned the Targum multiple times, the crown goes on the neck. What do you mean on the neck? When do you put a crown on the neck? The crown goes on the head. This pasuk addresses that issue. There is no need to put upon the head a crown. Because the head atzmo yofe is beautiful. Umavhik, and it shines od kikesem paws like the finest gold. The nimshul over here is ein l'saper oitzem gadol. It's impossible to describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu's awesome, its infinite greatness. Ki hu miroimam al kol barachu sehilo. He is far above any praise you can possibly give anything. Ki tzoysav tal talim sa'arois hema misul solim. His locks of hair are in waves, and they go up and down like the waves of the sea. V'al ki yisabchu b'sal sulam. Since they go in waves, sometimes they go up, they go down. It looks like mounds. It looks like there are mountains. It looks like it's here as mountains. And they're pitch black, dark. They're black like a raven. This is beautiful. Youth is expressed in darkness. Haniflosh, hanishbaos, me'es hamakom baruch hu yishabhu b'tach buloisaf. All of the wondrous blessings that are nishbaos, that flow, the shefa, the flow of bracha that comes down to this world comes in waves. Just like the waves of the ocean, there's life, there's movement. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sends down blessing to this world in waves. Yisabchu b'tachbu loisav through his actions. Vehemot sifunos v'chashuchos ne'ein ha'adam. They are hidden and they are dark from the eye of man. Ve'ein la'hasigam, and there's no human being that's able to understand the Hashem's ways. Ubo haremes b'noitzay sarv, and this concept that Kadosh Baruch Hu's ways are hidden and concealed from men, are captured in the remes of the noitzay sarv. Ki dava shochu hu choshuch al ha'ayin. So he seems to be saying is that the focus of darkness, of black represents hiddenness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways are hidden. No one who can fully comprehend HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, and that over here is considered to be a very great Maila, and we express that in the fact that it's Shechoyos Ko'erev. Okay, now there are a few interesting, let's see Rashi. First Rashi, Roshoy, Pasuk Yudalef, Roshoy Mavik, Kesem Paz, his head shines like the finest gold. Kesem Hu Loshon Segulas Molochim, Kesem means a treasure. Sheoitzrim, Beis Ginzeim, which they put away in their treasury. V'chein Yishne hakesem hatoiv, in that the fine gold has been transformed. It's no longer pure anymore. V'chein amati lekesem miftachi. I said to gold, you are my faith, my confidence. I have confidence in you and my treasures. V'chein v'choli kesem. I don't know what that means. It means that meaning the kesem has turned sick. It's been transformed. It's no longer pure. Kivutzosaf taltalim. Okay, the vav. I think we pronounce the vav right. Kivutzosaf. I think.
Yeah.
I have a mistake. And the other thing it has the shurik under the tzadi. Here it has under the vav. Kivutzosaf. That's correct. Kivutzosaf taltalim. Loshon tuluyim. It means
hanging.
They're black like a raven. Kol Eila Noi Labacher. All of these things are beautiful for a young man, for a bacher. When a young man has a full head of hair, and the full head of hair is black and lacks of hair, this is a yofi for a young man. Okay, now before you see the targum, there are just three important things. First of all, what is the color of black? This we learn from this pasuk to teach us what is black. Maybe one can argue black doesn't mean black, black. Black is blue, right? Blue is the new black. 60 is the new 40.
Black on the black.
What exactly, what is black? Right? As long as it's dark to the perception. From here we learn, no, the true color of black is oyreif. Just go out into the street, go to the zoo, and get a hold of an oyreif, and compare any time in halacha you need something to be black, compare it to the feathers of the oyreif. L'may naf kamina? Tefillin. We have a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that the ritzuas have to be shachar. What is shachar? Shachar k'oyreif. If the dye, if the color of the ritzuas have turned dull, and now the ritzuas look a little red, or they look a little green, or they look some other type of brownish color, that's not kosher. Because the taich of shachar is what we learn in this pasuk. It's associated with the word oyreif, pure black. And this really is a very big issue in Safros when it comes to a Sefer Torah, an old Sefer Torah. You see this in the old Sefer Torah, they become dull and the oisios no longer look black.
They get reddish.
Okay, today they don't have this problem because they make the inks a lot better today. It's much more sophisticated, but in the olden days, only 100 years ago, you can go almost to any shul and take out an old Sefer Torah and you'll see that it doesn't look black. It's a brownish red. So the shayla is this Sefer Torah, is it still kosher? Because Diyoy, says the Farish Nigmar, Diyoy is shachar, is black. So it's a very big issue. Machlekes HaPoiskim. Many Poiskim say you can be Makel. Since it started out black, and it's the natural aging process, it's still called shachar. But not everyone is so generous, because the bottom line is shachar ko'oyrev. Oyrev is black through and through. The oyrev doesn't turn brownish red when it gets old. The red feathers of the oyrev remain black through and through to the very end. Okay, another thing here, roishay kesem pas. This is a very famous halacha in Shulchan Aruch, is that Baruch Sha'amar. The verse Baruch Sha'amar is how many words? 87 words. That's why even nusach svard. When there are different gersoys of what is the exact nusach of Baruch Sha'amar, and even those people that want to tamper with the nusach have to make corrections in the nusach so it should come out exactly 87 words. Why? Because Baruch Sha'amar, we have a tradition that it came from Shemayim. It was a piska that came from Shemayim. It's the beginning of Pesukei Dezimra. Roishoy, the beginning of Pesukei Dezimra, is kesem, is the finest gold, finest quality pause that's made up of exactly 87 words. Pause is gematria 87, and if you want to go change a word in the Baruch Sha'amar, you're going to have to compensate and make sure that you have at the end 87 words. Okay, let's see the targum and we'll stop. Pasuk Yud Aleph, one more praise. Just one more to the targum first before we stop. Oyrai Seihi Ra Gigo Midahav Tov. The Torah is, we're describing here, Roisha is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Milus, but we're describing the Milus of the Torah. The Torah is the treasure. Ragigo Midahav Tov, it is it is more precious. Ragiga, it's more precious midahavtof. Uperush milaya dibahon, and the explanation of the words in the Torah, dibahon in the Torah, digoirin, digoirin, ta'amin, are nouns and nouns of reasons. So when it says over here that it's kivutza sof tal talim, kivutza sof literally means locks, but it means it's a collection. Kivutza sof comes from the word kibbutz. Kibbutz, we exchange the vav for a base. Kibbutz, a collection of nouns. It's infinite. The chokhmah that's to be found in Torah is infinite. Ufi koidin leman dinotren, and the mitzvos to a person who guards them, chivarin, are white, kisalga, are white like snow. The law notrin yason uchamin, which the law notrin yason, those who do not guard the Torah, uchamin agape or orva, it's black like a raven. So he's touching over here is the kavutzos sav. We're dealing over here with the kavutzos sav tal talim, is the mounds of an old man, the locks of George Washington. white locks of hair. White locks of hair. And this is going to be the reward for people that guard the Torah. People who guard the Torah, the reward for them will be, the mitzvos are like pure. The purity will be for them like whiteness. But those that do not guard the Torah, it's going to be dark. The punishment will be dark like an Orif. Okay, some also want to explain that the Kivutz Osav, there is a famous Chazal, Kivutz Osav means Koitz. That on every tag on the letter, every crown on the letter is called a Koitz. It's like a thorn that comes out of the letter. And Chazal tells us, I'll call Koitz for Koitz, there are Tal Talim Shel Halachas. When Moshe went to Shemayim, Moshe saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu attaching crowns to the letters of the Aleph-Bais, and Moshe asked Hashem, what is this all about? Hashem said, sit back, let me show you what's going to be in the time of Rabbi Akiva. And Moshe Rabbeinu heard Rabbi Akiva darshning Tal Talim Shel Halachas, I'll call Koitz V'Koitz on every single letter. Moshe did not understand the Shir, and but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we see from this Chazal that's what over here is that the Tal Talim Kivutz Oitzav, the Koitzim of the Oisios, of the Alapes, are indicative of many teachings of Halacha, Tal Talim Shel Halachas. Okay, we'll stop it here. We'll pick it up Pasuk Yibes on Monday.